Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Hello students. In the last session, we learned about the consequences of poor time management. Today we will learn about ways in which we can become better time managers. Let us find out what is happening near Agachiriro.
I don't know. I wonder what is the first thing I'll do this early morning. I need to buy food for cooking. I need to wash the dishes. I need to clean up the restaurant. I need to cook on time for customers. Oh yes, I nearly forgot. I need small change for the customers too. Ah, who is calling? Where is my phone? It's Silas. Hello, Silas.
Yes, Fura. How is it? Can I come and see you?
Oh, what is it? You mean you want to see me today?
Now, Fura, I have something I want us to discuss.
No, Silas, not now. I'm really very busy this morning. If I have time later on, I'll call you.
Okay, Fura, I will expect your call later.
Silas is in such a hurry. Hope he's not in some problem. Yes, I was wondering how I could do all these things soon enough. And I have to open the restaurant on time. What should I really do first? And there's no one here to ask.
Students, you have heard Fura trying to make up her mind about how to arrange her work today. What are all of the things that Fura has to do today? Thank you, students. You might have said Fura has to buy food for cooking, wash dishes, clean the restaurant, cook in time for opening the restaurant, get small change, and see Silas later. Students, which of these things is most important to Furaha? Well done, students. You might have said buying food for cooking is most important because without food, the restaurant can't open for business. You might have had other answers. Students, we see that Fura has a lot to do today. With so many things, what Fura needs to do is to prioritize. To prioritize means Fura needs to arrange all things she needs to do in order from most important to least important. That way, she will easily know what to do first and what to do last. Students, what does the word prioritize mean? Thank you. You might have said, to prioritize means to list things from most important to least important. Furaha needs to do things that are most important first. Students, let us listen to the story again and see what happens.
Okay, I think I know what to do. I'll make my list right here. The most important thing on the list will be first. So first, I'll go to the market and buy food. While I'm at the market, I'll get small bills for change. This will be second. Then third, I'll start cooking. And while the food is being cooked, I'll do other things like wash the dishes and clean the restaurant. Yes, let me write them here. Well, by doing things in this order, I can do everything in a small amount of time. I would like to see Silas, but it is more important to do my business first than look for him after work. If I have time.
Students, we have heard Furaha making her list. What is the first priority, or what is the first thing on Furaha's list? Thank you, students. You might have said the first thing on Furaha's list is to buy food at the market. Students, what else will Furaha do at the market? Great, students. You might have said Furaha will get small bills for change at the market. Students, for Furaha, getting small bills for change is not as important as starting to cook. Why does it make sense that Furaha gets small bills for change before she starts cooking? Wonderful, students! You might have said, since Furaha would be in the market already, it will be easy to get the small bills for change while she is in the market. Students, in addition to prioritizing, sometimes good time management or using time well means doing things that can be done in the same place. How does Furaha arrange her other tasks to save a lot of time? Very good, students. You might have said Furaha will wash the dishes and clean the restaurant while the food is cooking. This way, she will be doing more than one thing at a time. Students, remember, good time management is having a good plan for how to use your time. In today's story, Furaha prioritized her activities by first making a list. She then put the activities in order according to level of importance. Then, she made a plan on how to do each task in her list. If you can determine which activities are most important, you can make a plan for your day that uses your time wisely. Well done! Students, there are rules in every workplace, and to be good workers, we must respect those rules. Always, we must be on time at work and be honest with our work and learn to do well at work. Time management and prioritizing tasks are necessary to do our work well. Students, remember that good time management is having a good plan for how to use your time. A starting point is to prioritize your activities by listing things from most important to least important. It is good to remember that time is money. Few businesses can survive without good time management. Students, let us bring our learning to real life. Try this activity in your own time. Choose 4 business owners in your neighborhood. Start from home if some of your family members are doing business. Ask them the following questions. 1. Please describe your business. 2. How do you manage your time as business person? 3. Have you ever had a time when there has been poor time management in your business? What happened? 4. In your opinion, how important is time management in a business? Is it possible for a business to succeed without good time management? It will be easy for you to know that better businesses are those that manage time very well. Or choose a teacher or a student from upper level, then ask the following questions. 1. How did you manage to succeed in your studies? 2. Is time management important for your daily activities? 3. Have you ever had a time when there has been poor time management in your studies? What happened? 4. In your opinion, how important is time management in our studies? 5. Is it possible for a student or a worker to succeed without good time management? Today, we saw how Furaha has been a good time manager for her restaurant activities by prioritizing things from most important to least important. This meant she could not meet Silas before the end of her dairy restaurant activities. How can we balance work and personal life? Don't miss the next episode. Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the BRIGHT Project, Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazikanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda Tibet Boards. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazikanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.